to order. And let's just do introductions, starting on this end.
Sergeant Julie Ray, Columbia Police Department.
Brandon Barnes.
Rhonda Carlson.
Stephanie Coleman.
Stephen Jeffrey.
Cheryl Miller.
Xavier Scruggs.
Rose Wivenmeyer, staff liaison.
Okay. Has everybody had an opportunity to look through and read the agenda?
Yes.
I would entertain a motion to approve it.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. I'm sorry, who seconded?
Xavier.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Same sign. All right. We have several sets of minutes here. The August 10th meeting is in the minutes. How do we handle those, Rose, as a draft, as approving those?
It's really up to you all's comfort level. I mean, technically, minutes don't even really have to be approved. They just have to be taken. I prefer that boards and commissions approve them, but I know a lot of you weren't here. So if you're not comfortable with any date because you weren't here, you can abstain from that date. And regardless, you know, I think there could be a situation where we wouldn't necessarily have enough people here who were on the board for the August 10th meeting minutes, so we could always just go with it as a draft that we then post. Or, you know, if you feel comfortable there, you could watch the meeting video and compare it, however you want to do it, okay. Whatever your comfort level is.
Well, with the exception of those, has everybody had the opportunity? Welcome, Reese.
Thank you.
Has everybody had the opportunity to also review the two meetings that we were all in attendance? Did anybody have any changes to those? Then I would entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
One or both?
Yeah.
Is there a second to that?
Ellis, second.
Are we doing both or one or?
Is that both, Mr. Jeffers? Were you approving both of those?
Yes.
Second.
Second both of those? Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? That has passed. Okay, with reports, any positive connections and ride-alongs, and I was asked earlier about that, if you have done a ride-along during this period of time when you were appointed, this is when you can report those out. Could have been a long time. Just go ahead and report and discuss it.
Okay. I did do a couple of ride-alongs back in November. I went from like 8 to 12 with Officer Stone. There was a lot of things going on, and we had a lot of positive, you know, conversations and interactions with the community. I thought it went really well. I also went on a day shift ride along on the 25th of November, and that was with, I believe her name was Officer Hopper. Again, a lot of positive, you know, connections with people in the community, helping out and good conversations.
So anybody else had a ride along or?
Not yet. We set that up through you, right, Sergeant?
If you send me the applications, I can forward it, and then they'll be in contact with you to set up dates.
Okay.
All right. Cheryl, this is Human Rights Commission report.
Of course. We had our meeting last night, and we're still working on the source of income. For some of you that are not familiar with that, is that the source of income, what we're asking is for the city to amend the code to protect source of income in the code so as to not discriminate against folks with like housing choice vouchers. What we found out, we had a Human Rights Day back in December, And what came from up out of that is that some people were discussing that they may have gotten the voucher, but when they went out to try to find housing out there in the private market, that the private market, you know, were still, you know, not written to them. And it come down to, you know, probably because the source of income and having that housing voucher. So we're asking for the city to consider amending that to keep source of income as a protected class so individuals would not be discriminated against. We're working on outreach there. Got a couple events. We're working on a master calendar so that we're able to get out and engage with the community, make our presence there, let them know about the Human Rights Commission, what it does, what it stands for, and how to access that system in case someone has complained about discrimination or anything like that. So that's kind of where we're at. Oh, going back to the source of income, I believe that it had its first reading the other night at City Council. It got moved to this March the 20th, I believe, where it would be up for a second reading. So if you want to know about it, this issue, and if it affects you, I certainly invite you definitely to go there and make your comment on that. So, okay.
Thank you, Cheryl. On the outreach subcommittee, I guess one of the things is it is not in existence right now. We have two new members that'll be appointed. When is that appointment going to happen, Rose?
I think it's anticipated at the next council meeting.
Okay.
I could be wrong on that.
So within foreseeable month, don't know whether the flavor is everybody wants to appoint, or do you want to wait for the next meeting to have all the members present and do that? Are there people on the board now that want to do that immediately?
I'd be interested in its, its mission.
Just the mission is to basically get the word out, get out in the community. Kind of in a struggle, Cheryl.
Yeah, it's been a struggle. As far as the time commitment go, we had been meeting an hour before this general meeting. With the Human Rights Commission, we meet like with 30 minutes before. Our outreach committee meets like 30 minutes before the actual meeting. And that seems to work quite well. So in terms of how much time and investment, depending on what everybody decides, I would say at least, 30 minutes to an hour that you can plan for meeting time. And whatever special events that may come up, you might be asked definitely to, if you can help volunteer of manning tables and passing out literature and that sort of thing. So,
and setting up special events, we were going to have an event we were going to set up in here.
Yeah.
At that time, we were arranging for that. In August, we had just gotten that arranged, but kind of stopped that right in its tracks. But trying to set up special public events as well. The more the merrier, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open to it. Events are already ongoing, or is it we have to create the event?
Pretty much have to create the events. Okay. Now, like, there's some events which are coming up into the community that you may be interested in. Like, Juneteenth is one event that we did last year.
I saw that in the minutes.
Yeah, we had pretty positive contact. How many people stopped by, Rhonda? I forget. It was
like 96.
96
or something.
Or
it
something
was in
like
the 90s.
So, when we're thinking about events, I definitely think about as far as resources and time go that we definitely get out there to the events that, are going to make an impact.
Right. Okay.
I'm sorry, 98 contacts.
Oh, thank you. You must be looking at the report. But I think it's the more people that are on it, some of this stuff was outreach where we want to have events where the community comes and speaks to the committee. And some of the constraints are we do have to record our meetings and document them. So the meetings we do have, we do here, and then we do events where we go speak and try to set things up where we can go to meetings and speak once we get set up.
Got it.
Rose, what's the number that can be on that committee?
It is currently established with four members. Two of the membership of the subcommittee are currently on the board, so there are two vacancies. And because your full group quorum is five, you want to stay under that with the membership or take it up as a full group.
Yeah, Rhonda and I are the two. Down. I guess, Rhonda, are you still interested in being on that subcommittee? Or
sure.
You can add me, Cheryl. Are you? Does that committee have like chairs and all that stuff too?
Not really. Okay. I mean, I guess I was kind of spearheading the subcommittee and everything like that. But we can always discuss that and talk about that. I mean, I'm not interested in chairing that.
No, I didn't mean that. I
just or anything like that. But I would participate.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd be the fourth member if that's sufficient.
Does that work for everyone?
Yep.
I have you both down.
All right. And seeing that we have no old business, that brings us to elections of officers. Your secret ballots.
No secret ballots.
Speak now. Chair and a vice chair. And it goes through October, is that correct?
Yeah, according to the bylaws, the terms and the elections are to occur in October. Bylaws also say a term of 1 year. So the easiest way to clarify this is when you make a motion to appoint someone, say whether you want that appointment to go until December, or not December, till October, or for 1 year. And then if you choose the 1 year option, we'll bring back an amendment to the bylaws to take out that October.
Well, I think since we do have a couple of people that would have to renew in November, it's probably easier to do the October. So that would be how I would probably think it'd be easiest.
Usually helpful if people who are interested talk about their interest, and then that might help the other people go, oh, I want to nominate this for, or I want to make a motion to appoint this person as. And it is also fair, since you do have two new members coming on, if you want to wait until next month when these new members are on, you could do it then. Boards have done that in the past. I know initially when this board was created, I think they waited a couple months even to get to know each other, and then they did it. So we can do what we were doing tonight, which is just any of you could have chosen to lead the meeting until you have you're ready to do it.
I personally think that's probably appropriate to just wait until we get the full board. It seems to have run pretty well tonight, but I may be alone in that sentiment.
No, I can, that's my sentiment too, Reese, is just to wait till we have the full board.
I'm in agreement.
I agree. I'll have this as passed in the next meeting.
Okay, I think we've beaten status of outreach subcommittee. Right. The approach to the analysis of the 2022 complaints. And that is something we will need to decide if we want to have a small group review those, or do we want to have a closed meeting to review those as a whole board.
So to give you a little history, this is a requirement in the code that you do an analysis. The first couple of boards largely would take whatever the police gave them and they would look at it, and then they would just send it through to council without much detail on their analysis of it. Then when Mayor Treese was mayor, he made a comment at a meeting when that supplemental report came through, and he wanted more of an analysis. And at that point, I believe it was Andrew Fisher, who was a board member, who he did an analysis and then presented it, you know, like on his own time. He went and did his analysis, and then he presented it back to the board, and the board discussed it. And then eventually they said, yes, we want to go with this. And they sent that analysis with the report from the police department to the council. This was all before the state law changed, so it was all very much more an open process. So what I need to know from you is how you want to approach this. If you want to do it as a full board, what I'll do is I will add a closed session to next month's agenda so you can have a very robust discussion of those closed records upstairs and come up with, you know, either an analysis together or maybe, you know, that from that discussion, one or two of you decide, oh, we're going to work on drafting up the analysis or report or something like that. If instead you're like, well, you know, somebody here is like really good at that kind of analysis and they want to say, I'll volunteer to do it, or two or three, four of you want to volunteer to come up with something and report back to the board, you can do that as well. But any real discussion about the details of the report that Sergeant Ray provided, that would need to happen in closed session. So it's more just kind of what your preferences are, as either, you know, a couple people doing it on their own and reporting back, or the full group going into closed session to go through the report and the data.
I would argue for the full board to look at the material, look at the data, at least initially. If that changes over time, so be it. But
yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think the more eyes on it, the better that we have. So
well, and it's also a good primer for just our working relationship moving forward.
Yeah. Right, right.
So perfect. I will schedule a closed session on next month's agenda.
Does that need a motion, or is that fine?
I think you all are at consensus, so I think that's fine. On
that. Are we expected to be at capacity at that time for the next meeting?
I believe you. I think the appointments are at the next meeting, so you should be. But if I'm wrong and they don't appoint, then it would be probably in April when they appoint, and then it would be your May meeting when you'd be in full staff.
Yeah.
Full staff, that doesn't make sense. All the membership would be.
2022 annual report. I think Rose distributed that to us as well.
And I already have one change that has come in, and I've made the change, but you don't have the updated document. So at a minimum, it'll need to be passed to next time for approval of the changed document. But I believe, Rhonda, you may have other things.
Yeah, I think we may have another, plus the complaints will go in, our analysis goes in that as well. So we'll be working on that. So that'll go on next month's meeting as well.
So do we need a motion for that, or?
No, I can just move it.
That'll just move to old business for next month. Does anybody have anything for next month's month's agenda then that they would like to? Have added?
I do not.
Cheryl, back in July or August, you had asked about adding audits.
Uh-huh.
Do you want me to add that to the next agenda?
I'm fine with adding audits. I didn't know if, like, the full board wanted to kind of get that's fine. Audits, in the code, it states that we have the power to be able to conduct audits. I think that we talked about that a little bit up in training and everything. So, I mean, the sooner, in my opinion, that we can get to talking about that, then that's the better.
Put that on the agenda then.
And by the way, if you think of other agenda items after the meeting, just email me or call me and we can add it.
it's kind of hard to ask for agenda items when we're just like first meeting, agenda items. Our next meeting date will be April 12th at 6 p.m. I will go around. Are there any comments? First, I'm going to go around the table and say, are there any comments here from?
None.
No.
I apologize for my tardiness, but I am happy to be here tonight. That's my only comment.
Okay.
No additional comments.
No additional comments.
I have none, but I just want to thank Rose for a great training. That was really helpful.
Yep. Rose. I will second that. Thank you, Rose.
Yes. Rose. Okay, that brings us to comments from public. And I have this to read first. Pursuant to Article 4, Section 5 of the bylaws, the time for public comment shall be limited to 3 minutes for individuals and 5 minutes for individuals representing a group or organization. So if there's any members of the public that would like to come up and speak, please come forward and come to the microphone.
I've got the
got a timer.
Chris Jones, Second Ward. Long time board watcher. I would just like to say welcome to our new members. It is exciting to see you up here. We hope to see great things from you. Do know, though, that we are still pushing for a model change. I know that Andrea has told you that you are not allowed to look into that. If you, whether that's actually true or not, but do know that the community is still pushing for that. I would like to make a comment that I am requesting that no old members, no previous members, meaning Cheryl, Stephen, or Rhonda, be appointed as the chair or the vice chair of this this upcoming meeting. As you all know, there's been many problems in previous months. There is a reason why that there had to be, the board had to be put on pause for a little bit, and I think it would be best if our previous board members were not chair or vice chair. So that means Brandon, Stephanie, Reese, Xavier. I look forward to seeing one of you as chair and vice chair. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, man. I'm December Harmon, but I already know y'all know that. I come bearing Christmas gifts, because that is my thing. I actually am down to my last few, so I only have enough for our new members. I didn't come up with any like prepared comments or anything like that, but I do want to welcome the new members. As you can imagine, I am highly disappointed in my experience on the CPRB. I did actively try very hard to get a lot of you removed and not be here anymore, but I moved on to bigger and better things. It was already disappointing, honestly, to watch the lack of leadership, not on the new members, but to already see that we don't have it together. We still need a model change. I feel like I should have to keep, you know, pointing that out. City Council did not remove me from the board, so that's fun. They still need to vote. And they're using Laura resigning last month to fill two seats instead of one, because they're cowards. So, I mean, they are. They're cowards. So hopefully at some point they'll formally remove me from your board. And I hope that at some point, as y'all learn how this this process progresses, I doubt you'll have any cases, you know. So anyway, I hope that you learn that, you know, you'll actually come back to the subject of model change and explain to council that y'all don't have anything to do, which is why these meetings are already so sad. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Susan Renee Carter, and I'm with the Second Ward, and I'm also with Hold Como Accountable. And so in September, the meetings were put on hold when this board disintegrated into a massive dysfunctional entity that made it impossible for the board to carry out their duties. And I thought the mayor and council would recognize that the systemic dysfunction was gonna, and that they were gonna make changes, you know, that they recognized that to the system and to the model. But that didn't happen. What did happen is they rebooted the board with some replacements, and here you are. And when they did that, they didn't have any plan for systemic change, no model change that addresses SB 26 that literally has taken away all of your power. And they haven't purged those who wreaked violence on previous board members of color. Those members had to endure racism, but that isn't surprising because this city board has been set up to be racist, performative, have poor leadership, and be allies of the police. And until this board is here for the citizens, which is part of the name, and is built to hold the police accountable, this dysfunction will continue, and your jobs here are useless. You don't need to be here, and nothing has changed. This new board is tainted by neglect it received from our city leaders, but never fear. People who care about our citizens will be here to point out the dysfunction, the racism, and the preferential treatment given to police. Given the increased numbers of police murdered by our people murdered by police, our city needs to take police accountability seriously. The citizens' expectations are that the board be restructured, their charge be for the citizens, and that the police stop manipulating the system for their own benefit. We expect this board to hold officers accountable for their actions, but you can't do that because of SB 26 and not having come up with a new model. So do yourself a favor and go home now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
David Allen, and I will keep this short and sweet. I will also advocate that one of the newer members takes leadership position here. Last year, I told the board members that they had a choice how the board was going to run, and it could either be for the citizens or against the citizens. And being for the citizens does not mean you're anti-police. It doesn't mean you're hostile. It means that you are getting rid of a poison, a distrust that a lot of citizens have in the system. And if you don't believe me, go back and watch the meetings from last year and listen to the citizens. There was a lot of passion in this city and a lot of fear and a lot of anger. And you all can be the ones that begin to speak for that. But you also need power. You need to be able to do something. And that's why people have pushed for this model change so hard, so that you can speak for them, so that you can defend them, so that they know that there is at least one part of this city that cares. This is your choice. This is your time. So the choice is yours. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak? Seeing none.
I just want to say, I do hear you guys loud and clear, okay? I do hear you loud and clear. about wanting to a different model change. I think that last year we had this discussion up here, and we, the majority at that board, of the members of that board then, was under the agreement that there was time for a change. And I still stand beside that it's time for a change. So I'm hearing it.
Any other comments? All right. Move to adjourn.
A second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed?